greatest confidence, because...
Well, actually, you would break confidence, but what I meant is, I mean,
it's settled between the freedom and the other, so I want to tell him tomorrow. Henry and I decided to corporate executives and president is free to go all on.
Please.
And I'll tell you how to like this.
See you in church, Henry.
Never.
Now, the point is, Chuck, is that, no, that other thing is very interesting too, the most likely to vote for 6332.
That's exactly right. Another one that, that is in there is who you trust the most. And that's a pretty one, hopefully. As is the, most certain. Because Lou has a feeling that the vote will be smaller. Well, but he says it'll be smaller in the areas of whites and turned off young people. And we won't lose, so it's those who aren't going to turn in. Will be votes that we wouldn't have gotten. That's why there's a difference, but a favorable difference among those most certain votes. That's why we came 4 points more. All the personal questions are very small. We're getting worse when we have a trust question. He's hearing himself on the ground. Lou's conclusion is that mudslinging is very damaging.
Yeah, that might get worse as time goes on. What I meant is that catch. That mudslinging is word of mouth sort of thing. It's really the same. Now, when you really come down to the words like the most deceitful president, the most, the number one war maker, the worst president. It is, and Charlie Sadler. And he's like Hitler. I mean, that almighty, you know, this is the most corrupt president. But he says administration, let's just say, let's shut it down. Charlie Sadler is the most corrupt president, the most deceitful president.
Jesus Christ. Well, Lou's theory is that you can do that sometimes and get away with it, but can't be the mouth of the president because people resent that to take a person. You find that the way it is means hasn't caught up with 10 days of Obama. Doesn't mean it can't. Grain deal has got it.
Is that an impact on cancer?
Well,
Midwest.
It's had an impact in people's feelings, but not in their intention to vote. In other words,
they think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't enough reason for somebody who's against abortion to vote against it because of grain.
Precisely. Or for a farmer who sees a big future market, so against the corrupting market. For last time. Interesting thing is the uniformity across the country. Well, we had a bit of a Midwest last time. That's right back now. The capital vote is unchanged, unlike the Sparta vote. 59, I don't think.
Bob's prior vote poll was a telephone poll. That was just can't tell about that. Those are very wrong.
Well, I guess because people may not say they're voting on the telephone. They often don't tell us much on the phone. People are very broad and talk about the position. There are certain questions that we're talking about, okay, but you can't get basically. I've got more of this being typed, but there's only one place that this is often, and that's the public support for the nominee. And Lou says that is the one place where the government probably is hurting by his constant talking about. brings, it personalizes the money issue. And so, handling the economy, handling the event, and everything, we're holding policy, but it should, nothing's changed, everything's just as strong. Rating of your job, 59%, you know, the last 3 years, but it was 60, 58, 59, no change. Everything was, the only place that, the only place that shows any kind of erosion was the amount. It was close to any festival in Vietnam, so, 50 or 41, it was 44, 46, so, back to the place to, and the support for the bounty, which is here, was about 2-1. I was
still ahead,
but it was just a little bit of normal erosion in events, not that they closed the bombing per se, but that the bombing isn't getting the results.
The point is that would show erosion.
And he said that would normally show erosion, exacerbated by the government's constant handling. Final conclusion of Lula is that the government hasn't made any issues there.
Of course, you think, of course, he's going to make Vietnam a big pitch next week. That's who else?
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
So I think what we have to do is to really slam that shit up. Another thing is to start attacking him more on Vietnam.
Yes, and Lula
basically,
Lula just make the point of the government succeeding, doing what we want.
Did you get that to Laird?
Yes, sir.
Simmons wants to include some of our congressional surrogates in that cabinet GOP leadership breakfast, but he would recommend not asking Ed Brooke or Javits, and that they haven't been on the stump yet, at least Brooke hasn't. Javits doesn't really do us much good, so if they're we'd like to have the others.
Just don't have them all. Just say we're inviting a few each time. And don't just include those two. More than those two.
Yes.
So we have one more. Each time. But he may find it somewhere else.
I'll get the summary wrote here. I just wanted to make a point based on what we're doing. This is, this campaign, all of the things that remain remarkably constant, very urgent. Fascinating question about the release of the three prisoners of war. Was it genuinely released by North Vietnam or propaganda? 78-10 propaganda. Would you get some of our people to get that in the way of the government? He said, Lou said exactly what somebody said. This is very government. Everything he does that gains him something, he shows something that hurts. In other words, he picked just a couple of issues and say, like 301 people disapprove of his stand on the way he pressed the group. And that's what Lou said. We should be making him defend his position. He said, get on the defensive. Or have somebody make a speech saying, raise taxes by increasing the budget to 15%. You would raise prices by getting away with wage price controls. Have a strong speech made for that. High prices, I mentioned this before, high prices have been done.
Yes, sir.
In just those simple terms.
No, no more.
We have that because we've been saving all of our welfare stuff to cut into their education.
Right.
All of our economics that we raise prices, raise taxes, increase people on welfare.
Speeches are written.
Yeah. Stein, Schultz, Rittler.
Rindberg just been killing him.
Rindberg is great. Have a real gutsy, newsworthy guy hit him. Conley should hit him on that one. Get that to Conley. He should hit him on that when he's off the West Coast. It's his policy. It's his economic policy. High prices, high taxes. More people on welfare.
We're going to have a whole program set up, Mr. President, next week. Herb Stein is going to the same place as the government. Gave this speech in Superior and taking apart the church and bringing it. So he does look great. We went properly. Schultz has agreed to meet too next week. Congrats to the one who did one on speech. Rumsfeld, I'm going to get Rumsfeld for this. Right. High prices issue because he cut some identification. Gracious is bringing up this welfare issue. Who makes another point that a government's credibility is just deteriorating? He's on the trust question, on the credibility question, he's slipping. What does he think we should do in the future? Does either he or Eric get into that?
Eric's coming down here Tuesday. But if you are, because he is a very strong voice, he should be sitting on his which involved him in the campaign. So the things he mentioned, you should talk about being loyal to the police. And it's worth listening to the Eric, who will tend to be less that issue or even scandalous. You should be talking about amnesty and busing.
Sure.
And he said those are the issues that make a difference in the recent account. A government flail that issue that the government demands.
But what did he say before?
No, he flailed on you. He said that you're being very irresponsible as a person to talk about amnesty. That's an issue which divides the nation. That you're capitalizing on these poor souls who by act of conscience don't participate in this barbarous.
Yeah, you're exploiting those poor boys up in Canada who did what their conscience tells them. somebody ought to correct back at him at that time, I think, to keep the issue alive.
I wonder, well, he's, if he is stiff enough today to rise to the bait and talk to him and attack him, he just can't convince who just put votes in our corner, just smart, but also capable of, maybe something good enough to do things. Findings are good.
I wish findings would say, there is not going to be any amnesty, not now, and not after the war. For people who deserted their country, or who either dodged the draft, or either draft dodgers or deserters, that they're going to have to pay the penalty for their crime, for what they did.
I get that you would do for economic opportunity to a war enlistation, and to hit this law for the prime program, President, because after he answered that question,
why don't you set up the people that, you know, the government, just like the, if they get diagnosed with the medicine.